From the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX, this is Reveal. I'm Al Edson. You may remember President Trump's speech at the National Prayer Breakfast this month because he asked folks to pray for higher ratings for the new Celebrity Apprentice starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The ratings went right down the tubes. It's been a total disaster. And I want to just pray for Arnold, if we can, for those ratings, okay?
That set off another Twitter battle and overshadowed some of the other things the president said at the prayer breakfast, namely that his administration will do everything in its power to defend and protect religious liberty. So what does he mean by that? It's hard to tell right now, but some Christian groups have argued that religious freedom should allow them to deny services to members of the LGBT community, like the florist in Washington State who refused to sell flowers to a same-sex couple for their wedding. The state's highest court just ruled that this incident, which happened in 2013, was in fact discriminatory, and religious belief could not be used as a defense. That case could now be headed to the Supreme Court. Fights over religious freedom are nothing new. And that brings us to today's first story, which we originally aired last year. It has to do with daycares and how people who run them can avoid oversight by saying they're part of a religious organization, even if that religion turns out to have just one follower. 16 states allow for a so-called religious exemption, including Alabama, where there are virtually no rules for religious daycares. Kids in that state have been beaten, locked in closets, and wandered off alone because they were so poorly supervised, and the daycares have stayed open. Reporter Amy Julia Harris and producer Delaney Hall went to Alabama to follow the trail of a woman who's opened almost a dozen problematic daycares by claiming a religious exemption.
This is my daughter, Carly. She's talkative, and it's past her bedtime, so she's being funny.
Sara Lee Morales lives in a small and tidy trailer with her soon-to-be husband and her three kids in Loxley, Alabama. It's a tight-knit town down near the Gulf Coast.
A few years ago, Sara got a job with a daycare in Loxley called A Step Ahead. It was run by a woman named Deborah Stokes. She told Sara it was a Christian daycare, affiliated with Alpha and Omega Ministries.
I just assume when you say Christian-based, that's going to be, you know, a little bit of a Bible study thrown in there, and we're going to, you know, do our morning prayer, our meal prayer, the types of things which you actually do at, like, Bible school or a Christian school.
It turned out that Deborah was the founder of Alpha and Omega. As far as anyone knew, the ministry didn't have a congregation or any regular church services. On the paperwork Deborah filed with the state, she's identified as the pastor, but it's unclear if she was ever ordained. And within a few days of starting at the daycare, Sara noticed that Deborah wasn't acting like much of a Christian.
She would scream at the kids for very, very stupid little bitty things.
For peeing in their pants, for example, or for making too much noise. Sara watched kids sit for hours in front of the TV. She saw kids left unsupervised because there wasn't enough staff. Even if Deborah said she was running a Christian operation, Sara didn't believe it.
You can't just go by what people say. You have to go by their actions. You know, you can go up to somebody and, you know, quote words from the Bible, but hey, Satan knows the Bible too. He can quote it for you word for word. Satan can.
Then one day, soon after Sara started, she went into work and found Deborah dismantling the place.
They were all stacking up the chairs and stuff that the kids would sit in. And I looked at her and she was like, well, we're moving down the road to the warehouse.
At this point, Sara was already fed up with Deborah. She says she hadn't been paid in over a month, so she quit.
As it turns out, this hurried move was classic Deborah Stokes. Open up a daycare, run it for a few months, rack up complaints from parents and employees, and then close up and move on. She'd been doing this for 8 years.
Before opening A Step Ahead in Loxley, Deborah operated at least 6 daycares in the Mobile area, about an hour north. Several of those were temporarily shut down by county officials for health and safety violations. Back in 2002, Deborah was even arrested and later convicted of child endangerment. She was banned from operating a daycare for 2 years.
Yes.
Hi, may I please speak to Deborah Stokes?
This is she.
Hi, Deborah. My name is Amy Harris. And
our first day in Alabama, we gave Deborah a call. Reporting. We asked her about all the run-ins she had had with the county health inspector in Mobile, who'd followed up on more than 20 complaints against her. They ranged from hitting kids with wooden rulers to leaving infants in tiny rooms by themselves. Deborah said the health inspector had a vendetta against her.
She said, look, let me tell you something. I will make up, I will lie, I will do whatever I have to do to keep you shut down because I hate it. I'm an atheist. I hate churches. I hate Christians. And you'll never open.
Well, Deborah says a lot of people are out to get her, including Sarah Morales, her former worker. She went on like this for about an hour. Finally, we asked if we could come by and see her later in the week, and she agreed.
Yeah, you've given me a lot. Thank you so much for talking to me, and I'll see you on Thursday at 6, and we can just continue the conversation and just get a tour of your daycare.
All right.
Okay, sounds good. All right, thanks so much, Debbie. Bye.
In the meantime, we continued to follow Deborah's trail across Lower Alabama.
After leaving her daycare in Locksley and then spending several months at a warehouse down the street, Deborah ended up in the nearby town of Foley. She opened up a daycare on East Myrtle Street and racked up 16 complaints from workers and parents. She failed to pay rent again and then moved on to a place called Kidspace in a small strip mall.
I think it's a little bit further down.
Right between a pawn shop and a porn store.
Yeah, so it says adult gifts in big red letters on a yellow sign, lingerie, body jewelry, and novelties.
In Alabama, it's illegal for a porn shop to open next to a daycare. But as it turns out, it's not illegal for a daycare to open next to a porn shop. And that's exactly what Deborah did. Then she set about hiring staff.
She didn't ask my full name. She didn't ask for an ID.
This is Kimberly Nicole Hinman, a former employee at Kidspace. She was hired by the director of Deborah's daycare.
She didn't ask if I had felonies or if I'd ever been in trouble. She didn't ask if I liked children. She said, can you start working right now? And I was like, yeah, okay.
Kimberly Nicole told us she was drawn to working at the daycare, partly because she grew up going to Christian schools.
What was your Christian education like?
I always found that, you know, it was warm and welcoming and, you know, you're kind to everyone. I guess it's easy to take something like that and turn it into something ugly like Debbie did.
What do you mean by that?
Well, there was nothing kind or warm or welcoming about her whatsoever. She was not the kind of person I would trust alone with a glow stick, let alone a child, you know.
Kimberly Nicole said the scene at Kidspace was often chaotic and that Deborah could get rough with the kids.
I saw her put a 5-year-old boy in that high chair and leave him there for 3 hours with him screaming and rocking. And she went over there and shook the floss water at him and told him that he was fixing to get it.
Finally, after 4 or 5 months, Kimberly Nicole just quit in the middle of the day. And then she enlisted the help of a friend to rally against Deborah. By this time, Deborah had moved her operations to the neighboring town of Spanish Fort. A handful of people protested on the sidewalk outside.
She hits the kids with floss water, puts tape over little kids' mouths, puts them in the high chair and leaves them for hours. I've witnessed.
The protesters held signs, and cars honked in support as they drove by.
She forced him to lay down, like literally forced him to lay down, and he cried.
Despite the protests, nothing really happened. Deborah just kept going.
By this point, parents and angry staffers had been complaining about Deborah for more than 10 years. But state regulators' hands were tied. In Alabama, church daycare centers can apply for a religious exemption.
That means they don't have to be regularly inspected, they aren't required to supervise children, and they don't have to follow any guidelines about how they discipline kids. It's really just up to police to investigate if there are problems.
But the police say they can't do much either. Lieutenant David White, a police officer in Foley, is shuffling through a big stack of police reports.
This is a report from a parent where a laptop was basically taken by one of the employees, one of the kids' laptop.
He says his department responded to over 20 incidents at Deborah's two daycares in Foley. Some parents complained that the daycare wasn't doing criminal background checks on employees. Another parent said Deborah had stolen her daughter's jacket in the middle of the winter. Most of the complaints were about fights, between angry parents and defensive staff members, but some were fights between the staff members and Deborah Stokes.
It appears that this was a report concerning a former employee who came in and was being very boisterous and aggressive. And at one point, she stated, I will throw this pickle jar at you.
So she's come in with a pickle jar in hand to maybe threaten Debbie?
I don't know where she got the pickle jar from. I mean, there were some violent episodes there that could have turned bad and possibly injured a child. And that's what we were trying to do, is to keep these children safe.
The cops took reports and showed up at the daycare to break up fights. But unless the problems were actually against the law, they were powerless. Once the chaos died down, Deborah could continue as usual.
With the exemption, she could open up basically anywhere and be okay with it. You know, the law is unfortunate. It does not protect the kids. It allows for these type of daycares to open up without any restrictions, without any inspections.
And the frustrating thing for many city officials is that they can't intervene either. John Conier is the mayor of Foley. He served in the city government for a long time.
Served on the city council since 1980, so I qualify to be a good old boy. Been around here a long time.
When the Foley City Council heard Deborah would be opening another daycare in town, they voted to deny her a business license. But because of the religious exemption law, they couldn't.
We were not happy about issuing the license because of her previous background information we had about her, but we had no choice.
The battle over religious exemptions goes back to the 1970s. That's when Alabama passed its first child care licensing law. It required that all daycares meet basic standards, even the religious ones.
And ministers didn't like it. For a long time, they'd been running daycares out of their churches without any state interference. Robin Mears is the executive director of the Alabama Christian Education Association.
Because we don't believe the state should have the power to license a church. Now, I know they're going to tell you where we're licensing a daycare. The daycare, under legal authority, is a part of the church, just like any other ministry. A ladies' ministry, the Sunday school, anything else.
Robin joined a group of ministers who banded together to fight the licensing law. Finally, after years of lobbying, the state legislature passed the religious exemption in the early 80s. Robin says state regulations are overrated. They can't possibly fix every problem.
When you have humans involved, there will be errors in judgment, and there will be issues. Now, to think that all of a sudden you can license several hundred daycares in the state of Alabama, it's going to change the dynamic, it's not true. It won't happen. It won't change the dynamic.
Foco.
Hi there. We were here to speak with Sophia Bracey Harris.
Okay.
Church lobbyists may have won the battle over deregulating religious daycares, but some people are still fighting. Sophia Bracey Harris runs the Federation of Child Care Centers of Alabama.
We license everything in this state, you know, from our vets, from our salons, any and everything. And we exempt facilities when it comes to our children if they happen to say that they are religious. It undercuts the whole system for the health and safety of children.
Sophia says that most parents she works with aren't even aware that church-affiliated daycares don't have to be licensed. Sometimes they just close their eyes to the fact that things seem a little off. They don't have many options when it comes to child care, and religious daycares are often cheaper.
It's kind of like my sense is that there are a lot more children here than needs to be here. But, you know, I've got to be at work tomorrow. They have no other choice.
And what scares you most about what's going on in these religious unlicensed daycares?
For me, what scares me most is what we don't know.
But what we do know is troubling. we reviewed 180 complaints made against unlicensed religious daycares in two Alabama counties and found they have a ton of problems. Children were hit, slapped, and locked in closets. At one daycare in Jefferson County, parents said a teacher hit their son with a belt, leaving bruises.
At another church daycare, an infant was left in a room by himself, and he fell out of his swing and hit his head. He was rushed to the hospital when he started having seizures. All of these daycares remained open, despite repeated complaints from parents over the past 5 years.
Which brings us back to Deborah Stokes. You'll remember that earlier in the week she'd agreed to talk to us.
But when we tried to contact her again, we got a threatening email that made us think we might not be so welcome. This is a formal demand, she wrote to us. Do not drive, walk, jump, swim, or hop on this property. But we still had important questions and wanted to hear her side.
Oh, I see some kids through the door.
Since closing her daycare in Locksley and Kids Space in Foley, Deborah has moved to yet another town to open her latest operation, Little Nemo's by the Bay in Spanish Fort. So we went there.
Hi there. Hi, we're looking for Deborah Stokes.
She's not here anymore.
She's not here?
No.
Do you know when she's going
to
be back?
We went to the gas station next door and tried to call her.
But it sounds busy.
Maybe she's making a call.
Maybe she's just calling the cops.
And in fact, Deborah was calling the cops on us. A few minutes later, three squad cars pulled up. An officer approached us.
Get their side of the story. What have y'all got going on?
Okay. We're journalists who are trying to talk to Debbie Stokes for a story we're doing.
Gotcha.
And I'm wondering, have you guys gotten a lot of police calls or complaints about this facility or daycare?
I'm not sure how much of that I can disclose to
okay.
you, but it's not my first time meeting her, if that answers your question at all.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, thank you very
thank
much.
You.
That was Amy Julia Harris and Delaney Hall. Since we first aired this story last February, dozens of parents pulled their kids from Deborah Stokes' daycare. She's out of business now. There are still hundreds of other religious daycares that are providing questionable care. One incident a couple years ago really started to shift public opinion on this issue.
More about a food poisoning outbreak at two daycare centers in Montgomery. You may recall the story. We now know what caused 86 children to get very sick.
30 of the children had to be hospitalized. The health department discovered bacterial contamination in the kitchens. It came out in reports that both were operated by a group called Sunnyside Daycare Centers, and both fell under the state's religious exemption. For the first time in as long as she could remember, Sophia Bracey Harris of the Federation of Child Care Centers of Alabama says people started questioning whether the exemption was a good thing.
I heard legislators for the first time saying, I think we need to look into this. And my thought was, I don't believe it.
After we first aired this story, one lawmaker did look into this. She introduced a bill to overturn Alabama's religious exemption for daycares, but it didn't pass.
We live in a southern state, in the Bible Belt, where religion trumps damn near everything else.
That's Kimberly Nicole Hinman again, one of Deborah's former employees.
Let's stop worrying about church and start worrying about protecting our children, because this is getting ridiculous. I'm not against religion. I went to a Christian school. I believe in God, but you know what? I think God would understand.
Hundreds of children have been injured in religious daycares, and a few have even died. A few days ago, Alabama legislators introduced a bill that would license all church daycares. We're keeping our eye on developments at revealnews.org. The issue of religious freedom can make for some strange bedfellows. In our next story, we take a look at a sex club that said it was a church to avoid local zoning regulations. You're listening to Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX.